This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 21st July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel remains warm and sunny, perfect for time outdoors. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem is slightly cooler. In Haifa, expect a pleasant breeze throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, Israeli intelligence estimates that Iran has transferred thousands of centrifuges to Mount Machush. That's according to a report from Israel Hayom from earlier today. Also, a report from Walla in the past hour reveals how Ben-Gurion Airport plans to continue operations even under missile attacks. Also this hour, U.S. CENTCOM has completed its 10th consecutive night of strikes against Iran. I-24 News reports, the Department of State has issued a worldwide caution for Americans. Separately, the Times of Israel says the IDF has killed the terrorist responsible for the Nova Festival attack and kidnapping of Inbar Haiman on October 7th. And finally, JNS reports, just in that M.K. Shalom Danino, a Likud legislator, is highlighting causes like IDF reservists' rights and highway safety in the run-up to the 2026 Israeli elections. Here's what people are saying online. Ahmed Fuad Al-Khatib, a notable commentator, posted just minutes ago, expressing gratitude to a colleague for their intellectual partnership. Me24, a Middle East news source, stated that the Gaza flotilla is operated by Hamas and Muslim Brotherhood fronts. David Collier, a journalist, shared his concerns just 29 minutes ago about anti-Semitism becoming mainstream and the challenges of speaking out against it. Now for more on those stories, starting with the report from Israel Hayom. Israeli intelligence believes Iran's centrifuges are deep underground, between 90 to 140 meters below solid rock. IDF sources indicate this facility could be a major challenge for monitoring and potential military actions. This development raises significant concerns for regional security. Turning to Ben-Gurion Airport. According to Walla, security officials have revealed an advanced system that allows air traffic to continue despite missile threats. This is crucial for maintaining travel and commerce during times of heightened tension. Meanwhile, the ongoing U.S. airstrikes on Iran mark a significant escalation in military activities. I-24 News highlights the global caution issued by the U.S. Department of State, reflecting heightened international tensions. These strikes could influence diplomatic relations and security in the region. In earlier reporting, the Times of Israel covered the IDF's announcement about neutralizing a key terrorist figure from the Nova Festival attack. The operative was linked to Islamic Jihad and targeted IDF sites. This action is seen as a measure to prevent future threats and ensure regional stability. Finally, from JNS, M.K. Shalom Danino's advocacy for IDF reservists and highway safety reflects ongoing political priorities as Israel approaches its 2026 elections. His focus on these issues could resonate with voters concerned about domestic and security policies. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports on the next revolution in AI, focusing on management rather than models. As AI becomes more integral to businesses, how they manage this technology will determine their success. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses why, despite the shekel's strength against the dollar, prices aren't decreasing. Only a small percentage of construction companies report being affected, highlighting a complex economic landscape. And finally, Globes reports that despite Qatari opposition, talks between Rafael and Volkswagen continue. They are exploring smart solutions for a plant in Germany to produce trucks for the Iron Dome. This collaboration could bolster Israel's defense manufacturing capabilities. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.